Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
What's up, everyone?
Hello. How are we doing? Are we still stressing out?
No, it's Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. So Tuesday feels good.
Tuesday's better.
You guys, the Moment House show is so much
fun. Thank you.
We're speaking into existence because it's Friday right now. Yeah. And right now
it's Friday night.
If you can't tell by... We're getting ready for it by our appearances.
Honestly, I am fucking wiped. I'm so tired.
It's been exhausting.
This has been so fun. So fun. Like, so fun. Truly. That's honestly. That's you know when you go to like Cedar Point or any amusement park near you?
And you're like, I had a fucking blast. I could sleep for 5 days.
Yes,
though.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's how it feels doing this stuff.
Or like when you get back from a vacation and you're like, I had an amazing time, but wow, I'm so exhausted. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I'm serving you sticker face.
I was going to say, do you remember those stickers that we used to get just like in, I think I used to get them when my mom was a secretary. So she used to just fucking fuck with those stickers, but the star stickers, and they'd be like blue, red, green, fucking silver, just star packs. And you could pull them off and put stickers. I would put those stickers everywhere. Why did my mom have so many of those stickers? Mom?
Was it for like filing?
Probably. She had so many star stickers. And I was like, I don't get cool stickers, but I do fuck with these star stickers. I'm going to put them on everything. Yeah. And I did. And your face is giving that.
Well, I didn't feel like putting makeup on. I just didn't.
I
have been picking the shit out of my face. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, let's just put stars on my face. We're just having a girls' night.
I like it. I got a claw.
Girls,
click
gays, and
head.
Days night.
Yeah, we're doing cock.
We're doing cock.
We're doing cock clips in my hair.
Oh my god! Did I hit start?
Oh my god!
Did I? I think so.
Cock clips for your hair.
You just said cock clips again.
That's what I mean. So when we do ladies and pleasure, it's a claw clip, but the claw part is a dick on either side.
Do you think, or it's just the labia?
Oh, that's cool. But then it would be lip claw lip
claw lip claw lip
claw lips.
Ew.
Yeah, I hate that. Cock lips is no
claw lips.
Cock lips.
Cock lips.
Cock claws.
Well, where do you think else they'd put it?
What?
Just put it around
your wing.
Shaft. Shaft. Also, I would like to talk about my hair as well.
Okay.
Because I am serving Cinderella's mean sister in a live action Disney movie.
It's funny. I almost did my hair half up, half down, and then I just could not be bothered to even curl the bottom.
Well,
half.
Honestly, you probably look like the other stepsister. We're okay. Just giving mean stepsister realness right now.
That's cool. I can fuck with that.
Do you know that people, when I was growing up, often said that they would beat me like a redheaded stepchild?
Yeah, I heard that a couple times.
I thought about that yesterday.
That's
and I
a
was like,
terrible fucking.
Methinks that caused some trauma.
Yeah, and also, where the fuck did that? Why is that even a saying that
right?
People say?
I don't know. There were so many things that I'm like. realizing now were said to me as a child
by
that
adults?
I'm like, why was that funny? Why did you say that to me and then laugh in my face and then make me feel weird about being offended?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not what any of this is about. I just wanted to share.
No, we're still being mad from last week.
Speaking of share, I've been watching a lot of RuPaul's Drag Race, and
it's really
I
good.
Love when people impersonate share.
Do they do that often?
Yes.
I gotta start watching it.
Yes.
I watched
I love
a little
it.
With Jerry the other night after our meet and greets, which, by the way, were phenomenal.
Yeah.
So amazing.
We truly have like the coolest people in our community.
I
ever.
Actually had a friend of mine ask about it. And like, it's so funny because people who actually know us are like, oh my God, people want to talk, like, are paying to talk to you. They're like, so, well, that's cool, I guess, but why? But a friend
they
of mine.
Keep us humble.
Yeah. A friend of mine was like, are people like mean to you? And I was like, no, they're literally the nicest fucking people I've ever met in my life. Like, honestly, if you asked me, I didn't think people this nice would exist ever.
But also, we did think that people were going to buy them just so they could yell at us.
Yeah, for a long time, that's 100% what I thought. I was like, mm-hmm. We're going to have at least one person who's like, yeah, I paid this money to say, fuck you.
Right
you
to your face.
Dumb bitch or whatever.
100%. That's what I thought. Shame. What I love. What you dumb ass. No, that's. Well, who's that? Dramash.
Take Jennifer Cooley.
Coolidge.
Cooley. Sorry. Put some respect on our names here. Jesus Christ.
Well, what does Cher say?
I'm an Oscar winner, bitch.
Or something like that. I got to watch more RuPaul's Drag Race. Right? Oh my God. Why can't I speak? What I was going to say is that.
Hey, we don't need to speak. We only have a podcast where all we do is talk.
Great.
It's not that important.
Love that for me. I was going to say
uh-huh.
that there are certain people who we had meet and greets with that, like, we kind of jump scared. They didn't even know it was starting. And then all of a sudden we're talking. And it felt like we were just FaceTiming a friend. Like,
every single time.
Yeah. We went on a house tour.
Oh, yeah. Someone was literally in the middle of a house showing and was like to their realtor was like, can I have a fucking minute? I have to talk to my friends.
Amazing. Oh, it's good stuff. There's other people who were like,
their kids kept
at the zoo.
Oh yeah, the one at the zoo. That one was amazing.
We fucking love you guys. You're the best.
It was so good. We were like, show us some animals.
Yeah, what do you got going on?
They did big cats.
Yeah,
so good. So good, man.
Nothing I love more than big cats.
I freaking love some big cat,
big pussy, if you
no.
will. Introducing claw lips. The big pussy line.
Oh, I like that. Pussies of all kind. I can't say that word.
Yes, you can.
Pussy.
You can't whisper it because it won't pick up.
Pussy.
You gotta say pussy. Ew, I hated it.
Oh,
I hated
my
it.
God.
Do it.
Pussy.
She did it.
I did it.
I'm an Oscar winner. Fuck, what is a famous Cher quote? I feel like I gotta find one.
I'm a rich man. Do you know that quote?
I am a rich man.
That's it.
Yeah.
I love that one. That's my favorite one.
Marry a rich man. I am a rich man.
Mom.
I'm like butchering her accent. Anyway.
You're giving Caitlyn Jenner a little
bit. I am. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. They also, Trinity the Tuck impersonated Caitlyn Jenner.
I know. That was the one you had me watch tonight. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
That was I was like, I got to pick one where I know. Because Snatch Game is like one of the games that is like the funniest, like the most highly anticipated.
Yeah.
So. You gotta watch it. It seems like a lot.
Yeah.
but it's not. I mean, it is, but it's great at the same time.
I'm excited.
All right. Well,
one of these days, once I get done watching all the Love Islands and then also watching them all over again because I miss them.
I am watching Married at First Sight.
Oh, okay. What's that about? They marry each other without seeing each other? Or just like the first time they see each other, like, yeah, yes. Now we have to get married.
Is at their wedding. You've not heard of this show?
No. Wait, so do they know anything else about each other?
No. They don't even know each other's names.
Ew. That sounds...
So what happens is like these experts, there's like, I think three experts of like... They are experts in different parts of a relationship.
Okay.
Like sexual compatibility, communication, sure. Lifestyle. I don't know. I'm kind of making those up, but I'm sure that they're along the same lines.
It's got to be something like that.
And so they meet with all of these people, and then they're like, I found your perfect match. And they're like, in 2 weeks, do you want to marry this person? Sight unseen, first time. And they're like, yeah, for sure. And so they have five couples that are getting married. Just like they had never seen each other before, never spoken before. Like the group.
And they agree to it?
Yes. They all got married.
They all did it.
All of them.
And then
now
what?
In 8 weeks, they decide if they're going to stay together.
Ooh, that's a fucking gamble.
I'm not very far in, but there is one couple. I was immediately.
When did this start? Like what year?
There's a lot of them.
Okay, so shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Why the fuck haven't I heard of this?
But okay. The newest episodes are just out on Netflix, so I've been watching it today. But there is a guy who, from the jump, I'm like, you're a scammer. You're a scammer and a schemer, and I don't fucking trust
you. You're a serial killer. You're a serial killer.
No. That is a bold thing to put on someone's name.
I was going to say, we did, the person who was house hunting, we did call
her husband a serial killer.
Her fiance, yeah.
Fiance, yes.
To be fair, he has the name of one. I'm not going to say it, but she knows.
She agreed.
She did agree.
So,
Married at First Sight. So, I just got a vibe from him where I'm like, you want everyone to think that you're a great guy, but you're actually shit.
Ew, I just got to chill because I fucking hate those people.
So, I thought this, and then he keeps saying all of these things where I'm like, oh my God, you are saying like the buzzwords of relationships.
Yep.
And then they did a preview and the wife was like, okay, either you're lying or my best friend is lying. I'm like, what's going on? And I'm like, fucking knew it.
I
know what's happening in that fight, but I know that he's at fault.
Don't tell me who it is. Tell me what season and I'm going to watch it and I'll see if I can pick it out.
It's the most recent one that just came out on Netflix.
All right. Well, I'm going to see if I can pick it out. And if we get the same vibes from the same person.
When are you going to watch it? Like in 6 months?
Probably.
Great.
I have
I'll
so much
patient.
To do. I'm reading a book right now. I'm making
you
a blanket.
You dumbass.
I want a hot dog real bad.
Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
You do it better than me. I sound like I
and
think...
I'm taking the drug. Dumbass.
She plays the best characters in everything.
You seen the commercial that she's in?
No.
She's in this commercial for Uber Eats.
Oh, yes.
Like eats eating. Deodorant or something.
It says because it says Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Right?
She's like, this doesn't taste good at all.
I love it.
So
today we're going to read shit to you.
Yeah. Here's the thing, guys.
We're having a tough go.
Tuesday was a very, very heavy episode.
It was.
I had one of my worst panic attacks I've ever had on Tuesday. I'm talking, Sierra informed me that what I went through was deep dissociation.
It was.
I was cleaning, trying to keep myself preoccupied because the episode had been out for a couple hours and I started to notice that my breathing was really labored, and so I decided to sit down because I thought I was going to pass out, and then all of a sudden, I lost complete control of, like, my entire body.
Mm-hmm. Just, like, numb.
It was like I shrunk
uh-huh.
to be very, very little inside myself, and, like, I was not strong enough to lift my limbs, and moving my eyes was difficult. Speaking was difficult. Shane ended up helping me get to bed so I can try and sleep it off, and it didn't work. So I just kind of laid there for a while after I woke up.
Did my idea work?
Yes. Sierra told me to watch a funny show, and so I turned on Drag Race.
Yeah, I was like, you got to just put, well, at first I told you to get it, shock your system a little bit. I was like,
but I couldn't get
up. I know. If you can, though, if that happens, try to get like in the shower, cold, or put like a cold, really cold wash rag on the back of your neck or like the lower back area or your forehead, like temples. That always helps me on my wrists sometimes.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I just lay there, like, put absolutely zero expectations on myself except to like turn on something funny, something I know is going to produce the serotonin that I need. And
it was hard to pick up my phone. It was hard to turn over, like to get onto my side. Like it was hard to text you and I couldn't polo you because I couldn't speak.
Yeah.
Moving my thumbs was more doable than moving my mouth.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, that was really scary. And
it is.
And then we had meet and greets the next day, and because we are who we are, we finalized what we're doing for Moment House yesterday. And
it's gonna be a good show.
It is. I'm excited. It was a great show. We knew what we wanted to do, but we kind of just had to do like the last minute finishing touches kind of thing. Anyway, so we decided that we wanted to kind of do a lighthearted, easy, funsy episode because we didn't want to skip a week. Like, we could skip a week, but we don't want to.
No.
So we're just going to be reading some funny ha-has to you.
We're going to have a silly, goofy time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any of you are familiar with these. It might be something that you've heard before. So if this is boring to you, I apologize. But I was scrolling on Facebook, and
I think even if you have read them before, because I have read a lot of these, it's still
but
funny.
It's funny to hear it out loud spoken by somebody. It's fucking hilarious. So I was scrolling on Facebook, and one of our mutual friends had posted something, and it said a bot wrote this obituary. I'm losing my mind. If you don't know what a bot is, essentially it's like
a robot.
It's like AI. It's like predictive text kind of thing.
So it's like they do things. It's like I forced a bot to watch so-and-so hours long of this and then write a commercial or whatever. Yep. And it's, anyway.
So this says a bot wrote this obituary and I'm losing my mind. Brenda Tent retired from living at the age of old, surrounded by family and natural causes. A librarian from birth, Brenda was an avid collector of dust. She had a sweetheart and married her high school. She loved having hobbies and helping her sons to be disadvantaged youths. She had no horses, but thought she did. That's my favorite part. The church gave her a choir because she sang like bird and looked like bird, and Brenda was a bird.
That's what I'm here for.
She owed us so many poems. The funeral will be held in 1977 at Heaven. In lieu of flowers, send Brenda more life.
So we're like, there's got to be more of these. Let's just find a bunch and read them for our people.
Now,
and that's what
I
we're
will
do.
Say, I don't think that these bots exist. I thought when I was looking stuff up.
Yeah, that so don't come to us and be like, that's not actually a bot. A person wrote that. We're just having
a
fun time.
Keaton Patty? I think that's how you spell or pronounce their name, his name. But I think he wrote a book full of them saying a bot wrote it, but he wrote it. I think he's like a comedy writer. But either way,
whatever it is,
read
it's funny.
It is funny. So this
one. Let people have something and let us laugh.
This says, I forced a bot to watch over 1,000 hours of Olive Garden commercials.
Yes, and I then, was hoping for this one. I don't remember what it is, but I know I laughed at it.
And then asked it to write an Olive Garden commercial of its own.
Okay.
Here's the first page. Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see.
Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them or afford them?
Try Talkspace.
By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Honestly, a lot of times you make that appointment at your appointment you already have. I don't know when I'm going to schedule my breakdown. I don't know when I'm going to need to talk to somebody. And with Talkspace, it's so nice because you can send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session.
Talkspace therapists can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, so much more.
Plus, therapy can help you find the tools to cope in difficult times and just be a guiding light. So like maybe you're not going through something really intense, but you just have like, I don't know, a work issue or something going on with a friend of yours that you just need an outsider's perspective. And Talkspace is amazing for that.
They also are in network with most major insurers. So check in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got it.
Plus, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/tangents, promo code SPACE80.
Springtime vibes are in the air. You know what I don't want in the air? The smell of a litter box.
That's so true. I could use less of my cat's poopy in my house
and more of the scent of beautiful flowers.
That's the truth.
And what helps you do that?
Pretty Litter.
Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
And when we say that there's no odor, I'm not kidding. Truly, you cannot even tell that my litter box is downstairs. We've had people sit down in my basement and eat beside it and not realize that a cat was shitting just a minute before in there. Also, Pretty Litter's crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door.
Oh my gosh, I know that
because when I go to Sierra's, there it is.
It's every month. So nice. It's so nice. I don't like to have to go to the store, get a huge bag, lug it around in my cart, and then have to take it out to my car. I'm a dainty little lady. I can't be doing that.
You bring it straight to me, mail person.
I love it.
Go to prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
prettylitter.com/tangents. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Are you one of those people who thinks that they don't have time to prioritize themselves and their wellness?
Yes, that's me 100%.
Well, Allo Moves is here to change that whole mindset.
And listen, it literally has. The app makes it easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. So yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. It's amazing.
Whether you are a beginner or you're more advanced, they have all different kinds of classes so you can show up at whatever level you're at and not feel bad about yourself when it maybe is too hard.
Truly. And honestly, I did beginner's yoga and it was way too hard for me. Crazy the beginner's yoga was, but I was just not flexible at all. So I realized that Allo Moves had stretching classes, flexibility courses you could take. And that has helped me so much in like getting to where I feel like I'm finally strong enough and flexible enough to do the beginning yoga classes.
Did you know that breathing is also a big thing in working out?
Breath work is important.
Freaking instructors will be like, and breathe. And I'm like, whenever they tell me that, I forget how to breathe. But thankfully, you can also find classes for stress relief, meditations, affirmations, stuff that's going to help you when an instructor is telling you to freaking breathe.
And I'll tell you what, sometimes after a really intense workout, my body and my mind maybe might be feeling a little stressed. So it's nice to afterwards take a mindfulness class and be able to reflect on like, how do I feel? I know my body's going through it right now, but like, was it all worth it?
Was it worth it? Let me work it.
And I do every time. It's amazing.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves.
Go to allomoves.com now and use code TANGENTS20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code TANGENTS20.
Allomoves.com, code TANGENTS20.
If we have any sponsors. What's INT? Interior.
I was like international.
Interior. The International House of Pancakes.
IHOP.
Interior. Olive Garden Restaurant. A group of friends laughs at a dinner table. A waitress comes to deliver what could be considered food. Waitress, pasta nachos for you. We see the pasta nachos. They're warm and defeated. Which is also how I like to describe myself.
Friend one, the menu is here. Waitress, lasagna wings with extra Italy. We see the lasagna wings. There's more Italy than necessary. Friend two, I shall eat Italian citizens. Waitress, unlimited stick. We see the unlimited stick. It is infinite. It is all.
Oh, that's good.
That is good.
Oh, I'm
part of me wants
this.
To know, like, if we like get to the end of this and we like need more time, I want us to like try and do a predictive thing of our own.
Oh, that's gonna be interesting.
Okay,
so this is more from Olive Garden. Friend three, leave without me, I'm home. Sorry,
I didn't read these.
Waitress, gluten classico from the kitchen. We, we, the gluten classico, we believe the waitress that it is from the kitchen. We have no reason not to believe. Friend four says nothing. Friend one, what is wrong, friend four? Friend four says nothing. Friend two, friend four, what is wrong, friend four? Friend four smiles wide. Her mouth is full of secret soup.
Secret announce- soup also available at Ladies of Pleasure.
Announcer in his wet voice. Olive Garden, when you're here, you're here.
Oh, fuck, that's good. That is so, so good. Oh, my
wet
fuck.
Wet voice?
Oh, goddamn.
Her mouth is full of secret soup.
But she can't talk. Oh, I wish we would have started this by saying, what's up, you illiterate motherfuckers?
We'll say it out. God. Stitch it to the beginning. Yeah. What's up, you illiterate motherfucker?
What's up? I won't. I'll forget. Okay.
I know. It's fine. My lashes keep getting caught on my bottom lashes and my eyes doing this thing where it's just like.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Close.
I hate when that happens. Okay. Here's the next one.
Okay.
I forced a bot to watch over 1,000 hours of the Transformers movie and then asked it to write a Transformers movie of its own.
Sweet.
Here's the first page.
Okay.
Transformers 6. Cars become other cars. Exterior, junkyard, night, post day. A guy with hair locks the gate to the junkyard. Guy with hair, good night, junk. I have to go to my daughter's birthday party. He lies. The guy doesn't have a daughter. And if he did, she wouldn't have a birthday. He falls off a cliff.
What?
We see a 1996 Toyota Camry parked next to a 2003 Hyundai Elantra. We think they're normal cars, but we're stupid. They're Transformers. 1996 Camry, the humans has left. 2003 Elantra, yes, we can now transform into our true identities. The 1996 Toyota Camry transforms into a 1998 Toyota Camry. The 1998 Camry, I have transformed. Your turn. The 2003 Elantra transforms into a DVD of Pixar's Cars 2. DVD of Cars 2, I have transformed. 1998 Camry. Now we must wait for Optimus Prime. They wait 3 years. An Uber drives up to the junkyard's gate. 1998 Camry. Optimus Prime is here. Uber. It is I, Optimus Prime. I must transform. The Uber transforms into a Lyft. Lyft. Now let's Shia LaBeouf. The car's all Shia LaBeouf until they run out of gas.
I don't know what Shia LaBeoufing is. But I'd like to know. I'll tell you that right now.
I think he's problematic.
What?
I think.
No.
I think.
All of my favorites. Why? Why?
I had a weird crush on him.
I had a fucking huge crush on Shia LaBeouf. I liked him in his goofy phase. I liked him in his super fucking weird phase. Yep. I liked him in his stoner phase. And then his like, I'm awake bleh, phase.
His aggressive gif phase.
Just do it.
Just do it.
I love him and all.
In his aggressive clapping in the movie theater phase.
For his own movie.
Yes.
That's the energy I want
God
in my
damn.
Life. That sucks if he is. Okay. This is a bot Saw movie.
Okay.
Saw 9. Saw with the bot to bag the.
No. That's
so
no.
Okay. A sexy woman. I'm gonna wait.
Okay.
A sexy woman, Becky Sex Woman, is
covered in blood, chained to a bed. She's in a whale, but she doesn't know it.
Oh, no.
Becky, blood is supposed to be inside my body, not outside it.
Oh, no. An old TV turns on. We know it's old because it's covered in cobwebs and voted for Trump.
I didn't say it. It did.
Don't just yell reading. At me. I'm just reading.
We didn't write it.
Oh, the doll from the other movies appears on the screen, but this time he's sexier. We know he's sexier because he's covered in sex webs.
I'm not going to be able to drink this entire time.
Nope. Sexy doll. Hello, Becky. Want to play a game? Becky. Yes, of course. Don't be silly. Yes, 100%. Game, please. Becky still doesn't realize she's inside a whale. Sexy doll. Becky, you are inside a whale.
Spoiler alert.
Becky now realizes she's inside a whale. She's fine with it. Sexy doll. I hid the key to this whale inside your pancreas.
The key to the whale.
Becky whispers to self, good thing I'm a pancreas doctor. Sexy doll. But since I know you're a pancreas doctor, I took it out of your pancreas and put it in one of your kidneys, the cool one. Becky whispers to self, ah, fuck, I don't know kidneys. A countdown starts counting down from 1 hour on the TV. Sexy doll. Whoa, what the fuck is that? I didn't do that. Who did that? The whale did that.
My eyes physically hurt from laughing. The whale.
Oh, God. Okay. Is there more?
Yep.
Jesus.
So this is from an infomercial. This is a Twitter one.
Oh, I thought you were going to... I was reading it.
Yeah, I am. I just opened it for you. So you scroll over because there's more. But this is an infomercial.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Interior. Garage. A man uses a saw to cut up a different saw. Voiceover. Has this ever happened to you? The man's saw explodes. He is unhurt, but angry. Voiceover continued. Your saw explodes, but doesn't leave a delicious plate of lasagna at the point of explosion? The man looks towards the screen. Man, life without lasagna isn't life. A giant red X appears over the man, indicating he should die.
Oh my God.
Voiceover, hashtag never again. Interior, more fuckable garage.
Fuckable garage?
What? A more fuckable man uses a saw to cut up a pile of teeth. Voiceover, just watch. The man continues to saw. Voiceover, keep watching. The man continues to saw. Voiceover, any second now. The man's saw explodes. After the smoke clears, there's a delicious plate of lasagna on top of a pile of teeth. The more fuckable man. These teeth can stay. Whatever product that makes this happen is never mentioned.
What the fuck? Okay, I'm going to find more. I'm going to find more. This is a Bob Ross one. Interior painting studio. Bob Ross stands in front of a black canvas that doesn't know how lucky it is. Bob smiles. His teeth aren't hiding today.
Oh my God. I want to start saying that.
My teeth aren't going to hide today.
Guess whose teeth aren't hiding today is my new way of saying that I'm happy.
Yes. Bob Ross, today we will paint a mountain that owes us nothing. Bob picks up his painting weapons. Bob Ross, I will be using 3 colors, baby blue, hot pink, and hot baby. Bob mixes the colors together. They will never be alone again. It doesn't matter what they want. Bob Ross, painting was invented by a tiny bird that wanted to be rich. Okay, let's meet Mr. Mountain. Bob paints a mountain, the one from nature. Bob Ross, it's not all about you, Mountain. Bob paints a cloud. I went to school with that cloud. Bob paints a forest. Bob Ross, those trees are up to something, but I won't tell the police. Now, what more does this painting need? Bob stares into the camera. Paint leaks out of him.
Oh, no.
Bob Ross, that's right. It needs you. Bob paints you on top of the mountain. You are at peace. Bob Ross, if you need help, ask the cloud. The cloud won't help you.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like an acid trip.
That took a turn.
It did take a turn. Holy hell.
Okay, the next one is Olive Garden, so you're going to have to... But the
I went down to number 3 for the White House briefing.
I'm so excited.
Okay. Do you guys like, I'm sorry if this is moving fast.
Do you hate us?
Do you like it? What do you feel about this?
How are you feeling?
We're just like laughing and reading these.
Yeah.
There was a time when this is what Sierra and I would do. She would just like read me funny stories and I would giggle. That's how illiterate motherfuckers came about.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
So if you don't like this, sorry, this one's for us.
Yeah, this one is for us. Okay. I apologize. We did a hard thing last week and we're taking a little
treat. We don't even know if they're mad.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I judged you guys before.
And if you are mad, keep it to your fucking self.
We don't want
to
fucking hear it.
I'm trying to not let my teeth hide today.
Yeah.
Okay?
We want our teeth out in the open.
What did it say?
I'm not hiding my teeth today.
I'm not hiding my teeth today. Interior. The whitest house. Sarah Huckabee Sanders angers her way up to the podium. Sarah, good afternoon. Couple of announcements. I don't actually wish you a good afternoon. And the president hates you all. Questions? Oh, God. Journalists raise their hands. Sarah, there will be no answers. Journalists still raise their hands. It's all they know. Sarah, fine. But make the questions good or I'll explode into spiders. Journalist one, is the president downloading Russian spies into his son? Oh. Sarah, two things. One, if Russia is real, show me it on this map. News pick. Sarah holds up a map of Hogwarts. Wizard Day camp. Sarah continued, you can't because it's not real. And two, the president does not exist. Next question. Journalist two, are we still building the wall? Sarah, I will have a wall built with your questions and your bones. Every day you try to slay me. I get death threats. They feed me. A threat is a meal. I eat meals for meals. Three meals a day. 10 times a day. Next. Oh my God. Journalist three, why do you hold that glowing skull? Sarah does not answer. The skull glows brighter. That's it. What's funny is I feel like some of those answers could have been actually
real.
A part of a certain administration.
Yeah.
Oh, especially the part that was like, I will have a wall built with your questions and your bones. Every day you try to slay me, I get death threats. They feed me. A threat is a meal. I eat meals for meals. Three meals a day, 10 times a day.
That is so freaking funny.
Fuck, that's good. Okay.
Okay, I'm scrolling down to the airline safety video. Hold on, I'm going to chug this and get more beer because that's what you people want. I know what you want and I'm giving it to you.
I hope you're having a nice time. This is how I feel whenever like...
I'd ask you, but I don't want to know. ASMR. Oh, I already cracked the top, but here, you can have a little ASMR here.
Glug, 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 glug. Did it even make a sound?
No. Okay. I'm so fucking good at pouring beers. Look at that head. Oh my God.
Okay.
I am like, didn't know how close that was to me.
He was like, kicking, kicking, kicking. All the way down.
I was just playing.
Look at that head. Ding, 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 ding.
I was playing you a song.
Bing.
I can pull out a second one. Ding, 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 ding.
You know what that just reminded me of? You remember playing the spoons?
Oh.
I fucking love playing the spoons.
Will you put them together?
I'm going to go get some spoons. Hold on. I got to get some spoons.
I hope you do.
Wearing underwear.
You have to tie them together.
You don't have to tie them together.
Yes, you do. You put a rubber band.
Like, you can do it without it.
Ding, 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 ding. No, you can't. This is going to enrage people.
You don't have to do it.
Can you lick a spoon and put it on your nose? This smells like something, and I licked it. And it smells like dog food.
Does it? Should I smell it after you
I'm
just lick
scared.
It?
I'm scared. That was definitely... Not my breath, right?
Okay.
You have to cut all this out.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyway.
People who are in their cars are going to be absolutely furious.
Furious.
Okay. Okay, 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 okay. I'm
You're
ready.
You're doing the airline safety video.
You're crapping right, I am.
Come on, bird.
Welcome to the plane. This plane can't be trusted, but you can be. To be alive, always wear your seatbelt. They hold up a belt that is not connected to a seat. Why? Flight attendant, there are two exits on this plane. This one here, they point to their head. And this one here, they point nowhere. Flight attendant, if you are seated in an exit row, you are now the pilot. We see an empty exit row. This plane will not take off. Flight attendant, in case there is a disturbed cloud, oxygen mask will come for you. They show an oxygen mask. It is not made of oxygen. Why? Flight attendant, there's just enough masks for most people to have enough masks. Now, if the water is where the plane chooses to go, don't worry. Your seat can float far away from you. They smile. They are not worried. They aren't on your plane. Flight attendant, young children must be turned off or placed in airplane mode. They hold up a child. They switch it into airplane mode. Yes.
Well, how would you switch a child into airplane mode, do you think? Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop.
Right on its sticker nose.
Right on its sticker nose.
Flight attendant, flying is illegal, so don't tell.
That's how it ends.
Oh. Hmm. Okay.
Herm. Jeopardy.
Is that the next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got this. You got this, girl.
Girl. Material girl. Was that Christopher Walken? Sometimes I feel
I'll
like celebrities
you,
are like,
you're a material girl.
If there's one thing I know, it's that you're a material girl.
You're talking to me all wrong. I can't do it.
I feel like I have to bounce.
You're getting this.
I don't think I am.
I think you are. Okay. I think you need to believe in yourself more.
Someone commented on the last episode and was like, it says everything. They said something like, of course, it says a lot about you that the thing that you were focused most on at the end of the video is that you sang like 2 seconds of a Sarah Bareilles yeah, song, right. And I stopped listening before that part, and so I forgot I did. And then they, when I read that comment, I was like, "Great, now I'm back in my existential crisis because I forgot I did that."
Mm-hmm. Well, that's tasty,
Christopher Walken. I really want to hear Christopher Walken
do Jennifer Coolidge. Cooler. Mm-hmm. Cooley?
It is Coolidge. You said Cooley the first time.
Okay.
No, I want to hear him do Blue Dabu Dee Dabu Die. Blue Dabu Dee Dabu Die. I feel like he could do a really good job.
I feel like he could.
Okay, Jeopardy. Interior. Jeopardy Dome. I'm having a hard time breathing.
Me too. What the fuck is happening to us?
I don't know. Three contestants stay far away from Alex Trebek. R.I.P.
Oh my God.
They're all named Lewis to make the game fair. Trebek, Lewis, you have all the power. Lewis number one, give me rocks for $50 billion. Words appear on a blue square. Trebek doesn't trust them, but he reads them. It's his job until he dies alone.
Oh,
when was this written?
Oh my God, we can't put this one in.
Why?
All right, fine. But that's terrible.
I didn't write it.
Okay.
Trebek, in China, they have these. Lewis number three buzzes in. Lewis number three, what are rocks? Trebek. No, don't talk again. Lewis number two buzzes in. Lewis number two, what are big rocks? Trebek, wrong, enough from you. Trebek takes Lewis number two's life essence. Lewis number one says, buzz. Lewis number one, what are Danny DeVito's? Trebek, yes, keep going. Lewis number one, give me places with Oreos for $19. The blue square has no words on it. Trebek throbs with power, but he is silent. Lewis number three doesn't know the answer. Lewis number two is dead. Lewis number one buzzes in. Lewis number one, what is right here? Trebek, false. No Oreos exist in my realm. Lewis number one pulls an Oreo out of his mouth. Trebek screams in Canadian as his body turns to lava. We cut to commercial.
What the fuck?
I feel like my friends Theron Chase could have written this.
I was going to say, this very much seems like something they would do.
100%. Wait, time out.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Do you want to upgrade your wardrobe with luxurious essentials at unbeatable prices?
You know I do.
Well, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within a budget that your wallet won't cry about.
I love that. And you have options like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part is that all of Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands that are going to sell you the same thing.
It's so nice. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And we love that. Here's the thing, too, that I think you don't realize until you've had less quality garments.
Mm.
You need something that's going to get some wear and tear. I want something that's going to last, especially because if I'm buying it, it's because I like it. I like how it looks on me. You know me, I wear my staple pieces constantly. And if they get in the washing machine twice, mm-hmm. falling apart.
Is it really saving you money if you have to buy a bunch?
That's what I'm saying.
With Quince, you don't have to. And they cut out the middleman, and that's how they pass the savings on to you.
So indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/tangents for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/tangents to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/tangents.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Exterior, the ocean. Mm. We see a smirk appear on the whale's face. Where the fuck are we at?
Oh, my God. I need to talk to you about the ocean.
Okay.
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 We talked about the ocean one time.
Oh, and I'm sure a bit.
And we said, like, what would happen if the ocean dried up? Like, you were like, we'd probably die. And I'm like, would we?
We would. Like,
Do you know why?
Because someone smart told us.
Yes.
But what was the answer? I cannot remember.
So.
Thank you, smart people. I love you.
One of our mods. They work for some kind of ocean thing. I know that's not what your job is, but they know a lot about the ocean.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So apparently 50% of the world's oxygen comes from the ocean.
Wow.
Right?
Have you ever seen a whale take a shit?
I'm sorry. No.
You haven't? It's so long. It is disgusting.
Do they poop like
fish?
It's
liquid shit. It is like a strong stream, like picture a brown ass cloud underwater coming out of its ass,
but
for a long time.
If you pooped underwater, do you think it would be a
I've
cloud?
I've pooped underwater.
Same.
Two times. One time it was a cloud. It was a little runny guy. The other time it was turds. Yeah. Do you know one time I almost drowned?
No.
Yeah.
Were you pooping?
No, this time I was not. I went down as a little kid down a slide at like a lake that had like a slide in it.
Why do I remember this?
Yes. And then another little kid went down and landed on top of me and no one knew where I was. And I was just under this other little kid.
Was I the other little kid?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
But honestly, you might have been. What if you tried to kill me and then I became you?
What?
And none of this is real. We're one person.
We're still under the water.
Legend has it. We never left.
Oh, that's terrifying. No, but they sent me a video.
Shit. Oh, I'm sorry. About the oxygen. Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm saying is 50% of the ocean is also whale shit.
So it's 50% oxygen, 50% whale poop.
And sperm.
Wait, have you seen a whale ejaculate?
Yeah.
You have?
Yep. Inside of another whale. They have the longest dongs I've ever seen. Just like fucking floating.
What the fuck are you watching?
A lot of Animal Planet.
Oh my God. You are in pee Facebook groups and watching whales fuck. I am like genuinely concerned about your free time.
Are you? You should be.
Kind of.
That's what got me like through some depressive episodes. I was like, whales fucking.
Look at that big whale penis.
Look at it. It's a fucking Moby Dick. You know
oh my God.
Saying?
So like, do they have sex like
Moby Dick? Sorry.
Do they have like sex?
Yeah.
They like have whale vaginas?
Yeah, they're not. They're mammals. They're
you
not,
and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's fuck like this big old whale.
Whales.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they fuck each other. Like,
consensually?
I think so.
To think of them in a relationship.
I think so.
How would a whale, like, consent? Do they just be like,
yeah, they mate. They have mating calls. They're so, whales are so smart.
Oh.
And they're like, that's a dolphin.
I think, but
Free Willy does that. Orcas do that.
Wait, why can't I do it?
that's a sperm whale. Oh, guess that's the game we're playing. Guess this whale. Fuck. You know what I hated was that I could see your mouth through your hand, and it was
open.
No, that's just that was me underwater.
Anyway, okay.
What are we doing?
Okay, ready? Antique Roadshow.
Did I read mine?
Did you?
No.
We got derailed about whale sex. Okay.
Oh, there's going to be, by the way, I don't know a lot. So if I'm wrong, that was probably when I was like high or something. So like, don't yell at me. Or you can correct me, but don't be like, you dumb fucking idiot. Actually, whales pupate or whatever the fuck.
What's because, pupate?
I don't know. I think something bugs do.
Oh my God.
So, like, we've when been... smarter people are mean to me.
when I was outside with the kids when we were like getting ready to mow, I moved this one cushion and I found a caterpillar under there, and I was like, a caterpillar? We've been reading The Hungry Caterpillar.
Yeah.
Let me go get this caterpillar and show Ollie. I think it was dead.
Oh.
But like, because I had a really tough time getting it on this leaf, and then it just like wouldn't
laid
move
there.
And I'm like, here, Ollie, look at this caterpillar. And he's like, what's it doing? And I'm like, it's sleeping.
It's just asleep.
So I knew it was dead, and then I still gave it to my kid. What does that say about me?
That you're a teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teachers made kids like go find bugs and put fucking needles through them. Yes. And put them on foam
board. We had to do that. That was really sad.
Yeah, that's weird.
I learned a lot.
Okay. Exterior, the ocean. We see a smirk appear on a whale's face. The whale is played by a shark in a fat suit.
Interior, whale. The timer continues to count down on the TV. We see Becky. Oh my God, we're back in Saul.
Oh my gosh.
13 is back. Okay, we're back in Saul. Okay.
What
okay,
a plot
cool.
twist.
What an absolute plot twist. Okay. The timer continues. Okay, so right now there's a smirk on a whale's face. So the whale. Okay. We see Becky struggle to slip free from the chains. Sexy doll. Ha ha! You can never slip out of those chains, Becky. Becky slips out easily. Sexy doll. The Home Depot guy lied to me. Interior Home Depot. We see a flashback of the sexy doll holding some chains at Home Depot while speaking with an employee named Larry. Sexy doll. Now, Larry, you promised me there's no way a person could slip out of these no matter how sexy they are. Larry, I promise, Mr. Doll. We see Larry has his fingers crossed behind his back.
Larry!
Making it okay to lie. We zoom in on one of his fingers, the cool one, to see a tattoo that says, I work for the whale. Interior the whale. Now free, Becky looks for something to cut open her kidney to get the key for the whale. She sees a table with a samurai sword, a samurai knife, and a samurai. Samurai, don't pick me. She picks the samurai.
Oh,
we
no.
see his face. It can't be Larry from Home Depot, but it's Larry from Home fucking Depot.
Oh no, he's also a samurai.
Mosby, I just realized where your fucking head was. I like reached down between my legs and felt hot air, and I was like, excuse me.
The amount
and
of
it's
times
his nose.
But I've reached down and felt hot air between my legs.
I'm in heat.
It's Larry from Home Depot.
Okay.
Is there more?
No, you said
okay.
You had
it's
one from...
Turn. Yeah. Do I do Undercover Boss or do I do Antique Roadshow?
You guys vote.
Just kidding. Fuck you.
Just kidding. Antiques.
Okay.
You know what we should do on here? We should do the Sprite challenge sometime.
Oh, I cannot do the Sprite challenge. I will V-word.
I think we should V-word on the
No.
I want to try it with nothing in my stomach and just see what happens.
Oh, that scares me. Now part of me wonders if we have Sprite. Okay. Interior, fat building. Tens of people walk around refusing to live in the present. We see an old lady talk to an appraiser. The old lady carries a pile of bones in a plastic bag. Old lady, my grandfather gave me these bones before he stopped giving me things. They are the Civil War's bones. Appraiser, are you sure? Old lady, I am old. The appraiser tastes the bone as expected. Appraiser, just what I thought. These are not the Civil War's bones. Old lady, grandfather will pay for his lies. Appraiser, these bones are better. Old lady, grandfather will pay for his truths. Appraiser, these are the bones of the Titanic. What? Old lady, the famous water truck. Appraiser, they are worth more than you can imagine. The old lady imagines $9. Appraiser, these bones are worth $53.17. The old lady jumps for joy. She never lands.
I did not see that coming.
The Civil War's bones are still missing. This matters.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm glad we did that one.
She jumps for joy and never lands.
Okay, I'm gonna do undercover boss.
Okay.
Exterior of a factory. The boss stands outside of the factory. He is not undercover. Boss, my name is Cinnabon Hooters and I'm the king of Twizzlers. I am sick of my workers knowing me. The boss adds extra eyebrows. He is now undercover. Interior of a Twizzler factory. We see a conveyor belt full of hot Twizzler meat.
Oh, God.
Female, an employee, shoves the meat into bags. The undercover boss watches. Nobody knows he's actually himself. Boss, how long have you haunted this factory? Female, 56 years. I have 8 children, 4 boys and 4 boys. All girls. Boss, me too. I am just like you, worker. The boss touches some of the Twizzler meat with his face, but it's too hot. His extra eyebrows melt off.
Oh, no.
Female, you were the big man. Everyone at the factory turns and looks at the man. Female is right. He is big. Everyone, you have much to explain. Boss, from now on, this factory will be safer. No more pain. No more bugs with knives. No more lunch deaths. Everyone claps. Lunch deaths have been getting bad. Boss, with his face melting, capitalism will heal me and us all.
Fuck, that was so good.
That was so good.
Oh my god.
Are you going to do Alvin and the Chipmunks slam monk?
I would love to. I would love nothing more. I love Alvin and the Chipmunks. I need you to know
Do
that.
You? Why?
Have you heard them?
Alvin! Okay!
No, I freaking love it. I went to see all
I
of the
hate Alvin. Alvin? Alvin and the McFunks.
I went to see all of the Alvin and the Chipmunks movies in theater.
I thought you were going to say in concert. I was like, you saw the Chipmunks in concert?
I wish. I would. You wouldn't pay to see singing Chipmunks?
Yes.
Of course you
but
would.
But not those ones. Fuck those ones.
What, Chip and Dale?
Yes.
You'd see Chip and Dale?
I would for sure.
No, I went on Christmas Day one time. I think it was for
How old were
the
you?
Second one.
How old were you?
High school. They came out when we were in high school.
Why? Jerry,
what? Are you kidding? The soundtracks were bomb.
They were okay.
So you had a bad day. Take a Monday. You know,
Taco Bell, Taco Bell, Taco Bell.
Oh my gosh.
Taco Bell and Taco Bell.
I don't know if it was the second one or the third one. It was like chipwrecked and they were like stuck on an island. I'm saying.
I did not know you loved the Chipmunks this much.
I did. I do. Present day. Okay. Alvin and the Chipmunks slam monk.
Mm-hmm.
Exterior. Basketball court. The Chipmunks. Alvin, Simon, and...
Oh, God.
Theo Theron pass a basketball around like in the game of basketball. Simon, Alvin, Dave said we shouldn't play basketball. Theo Theron. Yeah, Alvin. Dave said basketball is for Michael Jordan only. Alvin puts on moon glasses. Sunglasses, but for the moon. Alvin, sense. Well then, I guess we have to kill Dave.
Dave. Seems like a bit of an overreaction.
Then I guess we have to kill Dave. Oh, God. Dave, the chipmunk slave master, runs onto the basketball court like in the game of running. Dave, Alvin! Simon, that's your name, Alvin. Thea Theron, that's name. It's yours, Alvin. Alvin, name, mine. You cannot use it. Alvin throws the basketball at Dave. It decapitates him. His head lands on the court and turns into spiders.
Why?
Simon, I knew it. Thea Theron, I knew it. Alvin, we all knew it. The spiders form together and create Michael Jordan, the baseball star like in the game of baseball. Michael Jordan, basketball is for me only. Alvin remains a chipmunk.
Oh my God.
I guess we have to kill Dave.
This is out of pocket.
It is.
Unhinged.
Very.
We're going to do a Q&A for Patreon this week.
Yes.
And if I get it done in time, I'll put a Patreon preview right here. What have you learned about yourself since gaining a large platform?
Ooh, I have learned. I really am proud of myself since gaining, because I think that I've learned that I like the confidence that I've had in the face of negative comments.
Yep.
Is something that I'm very, very proud of myself, because it is easy to back yourself when all you're getting is other people backing you. But then those first couple negative comments that roll in, and they always will. You will literally always yep. have negative shit if you have a platform big enough. Like, it's just going to happen. You'd be the fucking greatest people in the world. Yep. But I think, like, I thought, oh my God, when I see those, it's going to tear me apart. And it really doesn't. It mm-hmm. honestly doesn't bother me as much as I thought it did. Sometimes it's like, ugh, gut punch. But like, I get over it so quickly. And I also am just like, no, because you do this, this, and this for other people. Like, you got this shit. So right. Like, I'm proud of.
Oh, good.
What was the question?
What did you learn about yourself?
Yeah, I think I learned that. I was negative. Strong enough
yeah.
to handle criticism, which I honestly never yeah. thought I would be. Like, on a platform this big, I yeah. thought if somebody criticized me, because I was criticized my whole life by people smaller than what we have, you know what I mean? Yeah. No offense, but like,
yeah.
what are those yeah. people doing for me?
Right. I think I've learned two things. One, I forgot already. And two, I have learned. Oh, I remembered it.
Mm-hmm.
One is, I have learned that things aren't as conditional as I was led to believe they are.
Yeah.
That you can make mistakes, or you can change your mind, or you can just be whoever you want to be, and that will be enough for people.
Yeah.
Which, like,
the right people.
Yeah. Which is like fucking news to me, honestly. Yep. I have overcome a lot of my anxieties surrounding people pleasing. I'm still obviously working through it. It's going to be a very long time
for sure.
But like, I feel like I've come a long way.
I agree.
And the other thing is, I have learned that I have the strength and the power to not make myself small so that other people feel big.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I am what I am. And if you yes. feel small next to me, that's your responsibility.
Not me.
My job.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I fully agree with that, because mm-hmm. same. I've always felt.
I'm not saying I don't want you to be as big as me. Be as big as me. But it's not going to be that way, because I shrink.
Yeah, you know what I mean? As big as you want to be. But yeah. like, don't diminish my shine, because yeah. you don't like what yours
don't
is putting
off.
Don't
dull my sparkle.
Yeah. I'm going to lock your lights out.
Because I'm shiny. Okay, did I do it?
That was a Patreon preview if you heard something that didn't sound like what we're doing right now. So yeah,
we're doing,
if you're confused.
Did I already say we're doing a Q&A?
Yes.
Okay, we're doing a Q&A over there.
All right. This is Mission Impossible. Now, I've never seen Mission Impossible, but we're still going to have a good time.
I think it's with Tom Cruise.
Yes, definitely. So this says Mission Impossible. This one is possible.
Oh, hell yeah.
Exterior, the sun. We see Ethan Hunt climbing up the sun. He's dressed like Tom Cruise. It's winter, but the sun doesn't care. Ethan, this is one spicy meatball. Ethan's computer genius friend, Benji, speaks to him over the radio. Benji is also a radio genius, since radios are computers in this movie. Benji, through the radio, Ethan, you only have 30 more seconds before the sun realizes you're not its dad.
Oh, no.
Ethan, calm your meatballs, Benji. That's just enough time to steal what I need to steal. We focus on what Ethan plans on stealing. The sun's gigantic trash bag full of space secrets. Ethan, well, meet my balls. There it is. Ethan fires a grappling hook onto one of the sun's many ledges. He climbs up and grabs the trash bag of secrets. Voice, not so fast. Ethan turns around, but nobody's there. Voice, up here. Ethan slowly looks up and sees a massive space star. Ethan, who are you? King of the meatballs? Voice, I'm the sun's dad. And I've got an illegal gun.
I knew it.
Prepare to not live. Ethan jumps off the sun. We think it's suicide until we see he has a parachute. He activates it. It's full of meatballs.
That hurt. I just coughed up beer.
I'm sorry.
Was there more?
Yeah, you wanted to do...
Oh, no. I thought you meant there was more to the meatball story. No. Okay. Okay, I think we're going to do two more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm doing the diners, drive-ins, and dives. Interior. Parking lot. Guy Fieri sits in a convertible. He looks like America. Guy Fieri. I'm Guy Fieri, and there's nothing you can do about it. Today, I'm eating it all. Guy takes a bite out of his hair. Interior. Diner's kitchen. Guy and a chef stand in a kitchen. Guy has three pairs of sunglasses on. The sun can't get him. Guy Fieri, prove to me you can panini. The chef starts boiling a pot of milk. He's scared. Chef, Flavortown is near. Guy points at an onion with his slippery finger. Guy Fieri, that's one ugly clam. I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
Same.
Oh. Interior, diner's eating room. A customer sits and eats a cup of mustard. Guy sits down without asking. Guy Fieri, I will live as a food. I am a food. Customer, be a pie. Guy acts like a pie. Customers aren't concerned. Guy Fieri, I am Pie Fieri. It is my birthday. The chef comes out of the kitchen with a cake for Guy. Guy Fieri, the clam just keeps getting uglier.
Oh, that was it. Okay, I'm gonna read you a bit of this.
You know what I think we should do? What? I just made this up. I know we talked about coming up with our own like bot predictive text thing.
Yeah.
I think we should take a break in between recording this and the Patreon one, and we should make it and we should read it on the Patreon one.
Oh my god. Okay.
Okay.
I'm nervous, but
it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
I'm scared. Okay. This is from the book called Harry Potter and the Portrait of What Looked Like a Large Pile of Ash. From chapter 13, The Handsome One. The castle ground snarled with a wave of magically magnified wind. The sky outside was a great black ceiling, which was full of blood. The only sounds drifting from Hagrid's hut were the disdainful shrieks of his own furniture. Magic. It was something that Harry Potter thought was very good. Leathery sheets of rain lashed at Harry's ghost as he walked across the grounds towards the castle. Ron was standing there and doing a kind of frenzied tap dance. He saw Harry and immediately began to eat Hermione's family.
Oh my gosh! That Ron took a turn?
Ron's Ron shirt was just as bad as Ron himself. If you two can't clump happily, I'm going to get aggressive, confessed the reasonable Hermione. Am I saying that right?
Hermione?
Yeah.
It's not Hermione.
This is what I thought it was when I was younger. How embarrassing.
I know.
What about Ron magic? Offered Ron. To Harry, Ron was a loud, slow, and soft bird. Harry did not like to think about birds.
Me neither, Harry.
Death Eaters.
I actually love birds. We met Angus McBangus.
We met Angus McBangus. It was phenomenal.
And Rebecca.
Well, that was the important one, but yes. Angus was there. And Rebecca
was so... I always feel
guilty
because I'm like, I don't want Rebecca to think that Angus is outshining her.
No, I just know that people know Angus McBangus, but yeah. It was Rebecca that I was fangirling over, yeah. I'll be honest. And she's a lovely, lovely, lovely person.
Yeah.
Death Eaters are on top of the castle. Ron bleated, quivering. Ron was going to be spiders. He just was. He wasn't proud of that, but it was going to be hard not to have spiders all over his body after all is said and done. Look, said Hermione. Obviously, there are loads of Death Eaters in the castle. Let's listen in on their meetings. The three complete friends zapped onto the landing outside the door to the castle roof. They almost legged it, but witches are not climbing. Ron looked at the doorknob and then looked at Hermione with Siri Payne. I think it's closed, he noticed. Locked, said Mr. Staircase, the shabby-robed ghost. They looked at the door, screaming about how closed it was and asking it to be replaced with a small orb. The password was Beef Woman, Hermione cried.
Can I tell you that this is actually what it sounds like when I try to read Harry Potter regularly? Like, my brain struggles so much to follow that it just
We can be done there. I just want to read that little part.
Jumbled. Okay, I am curious about
Wait a minute. This says... Harry could tell that Voldemort was standing right behind him. He felt a great overreaction. Harry tore his eyes from his head and threw them into the forest. Voldemort raised his eyebrows at Harry, who could not see anything at the moment. Voldemort, you're a very bad and mean wizard, Harry savagely said. Hermione nodded encouragingly. The tall Death Eater was wearing a shirt that said, Hermione has forgotten how to dance, so Hermione dipped his face in mud. Ron threw a wand at Voldemort and everyone applauded. Ron smiled. Ron reached for his wand slowly. Ron's the handsome one, muttered Harry as he reluctantly reached for his. They cast a spell or two and jets of green light shot out of the Death Eaters' heads. Ron flinched. Not so handsome now, thought Harry as he dipped Hermione in hot sauce. The Death Eaters were dead now, and Harry was hungrier than he had ever been.
Jesus. I am curious now that I saw the Air Bud one. We'll end on this one.
Okay.
It's funny when I am doing photography, I'll be with couples and I'll be like, all right, just one more shot. And then it's like
four more.
Yeah, it's so
many more. I know you've done
shots.
That to me before. And I'm like, okay.
Sorry. I bought it. Air Bud, Golden Retrieve ER. Interior, hospital in a city better than Boston. A sick old man lies in a bed, dying of death cancer.
Oh my God.
His old wife sits by the bed reading a book because she doesn't get computers. The book is titled, Being Old is Good. A young doctor electric slides into the room. Young doctor, hello, I'm Dr. Bone. There is a way we can save your husband's life. Old wife, you can save his life? You're too young. You don't even know who Nixon dated. You can't help. Young doctor, you're right, but he can. Buddy, a golden retriever wearing a doctor's wear, 8 stethoscopes and a doctor's hat, enters the room. Old wife, him? He's a large cat. Young doctor, he's a dog. Old wife, but isn't there a rule that says dogs can't be doctors? Young doctor, there is, but fuck that rule.
That's me as a doctor.
Rules were meant to be fucked, you fuck. Oh, buddy jumps on a sick old man's bed and licks his face. The sick old man wakes up. He looks less sick, more not sick. Sick old man, my death cancer, it's gone. Buddy barks and high fives with his paw, the young doctor. Sick old man, I can now get back to my job as the local dog murderer. The dog mailed LL.
I did not see that coming.
Me neither. The old man aims a gun at Buddy. Buddy injects him with a syringe full of bullets. Buddy's shift is now over. My God. What wow. A shock of an ending.
I'm so glad you read that one.
Oh,
that's so
amazing.
Good. Amazing.
Oh, holy hell, guys. You know what? That was fun. Thanks
Did
for
you
letting
all like
us do that?
That. That was, we had a good time.
Yeah. And if you didn't attend the live show and you want to, and you are listening to this within a week of it coming out, you can still get it. You can watch the replay,
yeah.
And you can still get some of the exclusive merch. I'm wearing one of the shirts.
Sad vibes always.
Sad vibes always. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, follow us at Ladies and Tangents everywhere, basically, except for Twitter, because I think it's Ladies_Tangents.
Either way, ladiesandtangents.com to get your merch.
Yeah. Oh, new merch is dropping soon.
Because we're getting, yeah, so we might take some, so if you like some things and you want to get it before it's gone, we might be replacing some things with some new things.
Yes. We're going to be
doing some like seasonal type stuff.
Seasonal things. So some of our pieces are going to be going away and being replaced by new pieces. And also, we are going to be giving Patreon a little sneak peek at that stuff. Heads up on that. Patreon.com/ladiesandtangents. I feel so stupid plugging our shit.
Don't
like,
do it. Do it.
At the same time.
Do it. And also, if you get a chance, subscribe wherever you're listening. Yep. Like, rate,
review,
you know, do all of those things. It really helps us. And
it helps our community grow. More people who are like us can find us.
Yeah, because.
So, and us as in like you and us and we all.
Together.
We are the world. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for hanging out, everyone. We love you so much. We will see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.